Hey, have you heard of Bloom Stories? It's an audio erotica app with over 1,000 intimate stories, guides, role plays, and more. If you like the stuff here, you'll love it there. They also just launched a spicy audiobook section where they partner with book talk authors and top-selling creators. Everything from fantasy to dark romance is in there. Head to bloomstories.com to sign up for a free account. Unlock everything by using promo code GIRLONTHENET and save up to 70%.
You Win Some, You Lose Some. Written and read by Molly Moore. We are sitting at opposite ends of the sofa facing one another. Our legs are entwined, our calves touching. Her feet brushing up against the outside of my thigh. She is slightly taller than me. We are both completely naked, apart from the collars. I see her glance down to between my legs, and when she looks up and sees that I am watching her looking at me, she blushes furiously. "So, ladies, are you ready?" We both turn to look at him. "Ready for what?" I say. "Trust you to be the one to ask," he replies with a chuckle. "Ready to see who can come first, and therefore who is going to get fucked today and who is not." I glance over at her. She is looking up at him with big wide eyes. "It is simple," he continues. "You are both going to lay there and watch one another as you touch yourselves, and the one who comes first will be the one who I decide to fuck. Oh, and just to be clear, no helping each other. You can only touch yourself." He looked at me for that last bit, as if he knows that I am the one most likely to try to twist things. I do my best innocent face. He laughs again. "And go." For a moment, we both just sit there staring at one another, as if neither of us is sure where or when to start. But it is her that breaks the spell as she reaches between her thighs and lets her fingers glide gently over the lips of her cunt. I follow her lead, mimicking her touch on my own skin. Her fingers delve between her folds, exposing the rosy pinkness hidden between them. My fingers work expertly between my own thighs, but my eyes are locked onto her, flickering from watching her fingers to watching her face. It soon becomes apparent that she is doing exactly the same thing to me. He steps closer to the sofa, bending forward ever so slightly to get a better view, so he can see what I can see, or what she can see. Then he turns and stands next to her, one of his hands falling to her breast, where he plucks at her nipple, twisting and turning it between his thumb and finger. She gasps. I growl. He smiles. After a few moments, he leans forward and traces his fingers down from her breasts over her stomach to between her thighs. I can't stop watching as his fingers trace lazy circles over her clit before sliding down the soft, pink flesh and dipping into the sticky wetness that is oozing out of her hole. She rubs harder at her clit as his fingers explore the flesh around her opening and then slowly pushing into her, first one, then two fingers, slowly, firmly filling her. I am mesmerized. Watching him touch her makes my own body ache for those fingers. But it is an ache that feels so good. It is an ache that I know will make me come. I can feel the muscles inside my cunt tighten as his fingers push into her, as if they are experiencing the same sensation as my cunt. My eyes dance from his face to her face to down between her thighs, over and over, unable to settle on one single place because they're all so good. The way he is looking at her and then at me, the way she is looking at me and then down at his fingers pushing into her body, the way that looks, her juices coating his fingers, her hips twisting upwards as she pushes back against his touch, the sound of her wetness as he probes her cunt. She comes hard and fast, crying out as her cunt spasms around his fingers. Her cries are joined by my own as my body follows hers into orgasm. "Sadly, my love, you lost," he says as he unbuttons his jeans, with her cum still coating his fingers, and pulls out his already hard cock. Taking her hand, he pulls her up from the sofa and turns her around, guiding her forward until she is kneeling on the edge of the cushions and her feet and ass pushed out behind her. She turns her head to look at me, and I see her eyes widen ever so slightly as he pushes himself into her cunt. He makes that noise, a cross between a groan and a sigh, as he slowly starts to fuck her, his fingers digging into the flesh on her hips as he holds her tightly in place. There is absolutely no doubt about the fact that my husband is taking his pleasure in her body right in front of me. I sit and watch for a moment, enthralled by the scene in front of me. The look on her face and his, the sound she makes as he fucks her, the smell of all of us swirling around, his hands on her hips, his body pushing tight up against hers as he buries himself in her, and as my fingers find their way back between my legs, I can't help but smile as I realise that she might be the winner, but I really, really like this kind of losing. If you enjoyed this, find more of my work at mollysdailykiss.com and hear more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.